good-natured or pleasant? Yes. Or something? Which one?
Good-natured.
A high school boy looks, you know, he looks like he's all arms and legs. You might
slouchy.
All right. And if someone always seems to do everything wrong, you might say that what? That, oh, that.
He's careless.
Yeah. But I mean, would you use something like that fool or that leatherhead or lummox or something, dumbbell or something like that?
Well, I don't know if I refer to him that way, but.
All right. If a person's holds on to what he has, you know, he doesn't spend his money freely, you might call him a what?
That's when I get off sometimes and think what I want to say. Can't think what I want to say. He's saving.
Okay. Well, would you ever use a word like a tightwad or...
like what?
A tightwad or a...
Oh, yeah. Yes,
gut or something like that. Cubbage person, skinflint, any of those.
Skinflint.
All right.
I never use that, but I've had heard it used.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a person... What does the word common mean when you're talking about someone being common? Person.
Common. Well, he's just everyday alike.
Okay. And if someone is... up in the years and gets around a lot, you might say that person is really for his age.
For his age, he's he gets around well for his age.
All right. Would you use anything like a pert or peart or spry or?
He's spry.
Okay. And if a little child wants a light on at night, he wants the light on because he's what of the dark? He's
afraid of the dark.
Yeah, and what does the word queer mean to you?
Queer?
Yeah.
Well, just not like other people. Odd from other people.
No, nothing else, or nothing particular, just any kind of, I see. And if a person isn't afraid of the dark, a child isn't afraid of the dark any longer, you might say to that child, well, you ought to be afraid of the dark. In the past, you... Although you're not afraid of the dark now, you...
Were.
You used to be afraid of the dark.
You used to be afraid of
Okay. And if a person's very easily offended, that you'd say that person's awfully... Say the least little thing to him and flies off the handle, you'd say he's awfully...
He's queer, too.
Okay. Well, would you ever use anything like touchy or touches or feisty or testy?
He's touches.
All right. And a person who is touches, you'd say he got awfully, when you said that to him.
Ill.
Yeah, he got awfully...
Mad.
Yeah. And if someone gets that way, you might say to him, now just keep...
Quiet.
Yeah. Or keep calm.
Calm.
Yeah. Would you ever use the expression keep calm?
Yeah.
Would you say that, please? But if you work all day, you might say, now I'm really what? I'm
tired.
Yeah. I'm all...
In.
Yeah. Would you ever use the term something with wear out? I'm all...
Worn out.
Okay. And then, but then after a person goes home and goes to sleep and takes a little nap, he gets up and now he says, now I'm...
Rested.
And I'm to go. I'm
ready to go.
Yeah. All right. And a little girl was sent home from school. The nurse sent her home because she was sick at school. She... She wasn't well. You say she...
Misbehaved?
Well, she... say she got sick at her stomach. You say she...
Bummed?
You know, would you say she took sick or got sick or was taken sick?
Took sick.
All right. And a person doesn't wear enough clothes and goes outside, you might say he what cold? He
takes cold.
All right. And a person can't keep his eyes open. He sits